This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And it's good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's all on the radio at ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now over at Hilton Head Island, HHI, as my buddy likes to say.
The HHI.
92.7. Remember, it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Chatham Orthopedic Associates. Remember, there's no N it. There's no S at the end of orthopedic. It's Chatham Orthopedic Associates.
Okay.
Because life is moving. It's a beautiful day outside. It's Saturday, July 21st. We're already at about 86 degrees, and it's going to be a beautiful day. The rain's not supposed to come until later on tonight. So get out there and do something. And once again, it's the Coach and Makos. How's it going, Makos?
Pretty good.
Hey, yeah. You're a lot more awake than last week.
Yeah, last week I was a little tired.
Oh, you were out of it. I mean, teaching summer school and then coming here, doing a radio show. I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah, we don't get a break.
No, we don't get a break, and I'll go back to teaching summer school next week. And then, of course, we are teachers. That's our real job. We go back Friday.
Yes, Friday.
This is the fun job.
This is the fun part.
Is it a job?
I don't know. I never wanted to look at something like it's a job, because if it's a job, then you really don't want to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, that's why I always say when something stops becoming fun for me, mm-hmm. then it's time to keep it moving. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, as long as it's fun, let's keep rolling. And I get to work with you next
year. You got it. I'm starting year number 32. And you know what? In 32 years, and my wife can attest to this, my lovely wife, Deirdre, I have never gotten in bed and said, I don't want to go to work today.
Nice.
I get up and I go, and, you know, and what gets me the most, and I'm going to be a hater on teachers here, and I'm a teacher. Well, there's 181 days left to school now. Who counts days? I don't count days. I mean, there's nothing about me going to work. I could teach 350 days a year if I had to.
Yeah, me too. I definitely like the teacher life for sure, because working in news and working in media for sure, it's literally, you don't realize things where, you know, holidays and stuff like that, you're working. And those are the big days, Thanksgiving.
Oh, teachers get off during the summer.
No.
I work 7 out of the 8 weeks I got off during the summer.
Yeah, but it's not really off because, you know, we don't get paid. We still get paid through the summer.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, and if you really calculate it, I had somebody, there was something, you know, running around on Facebook about if you pay teachers what babysitters make, we'd be, you know, in six figures for sure, with the kids, with the amount of kids, the amount of hours and stuff like that. But I mean, I'm not going to complain.
Nope, neither am I.
We have weekends off for the most part, and if, you know, on a Sunday afternoon I got to do some lesson plans and stuff, okay.
Well, it's fun to be here, and you're listening to the Coach and Makos. This is the fun part for our weekend. Well, it's fun teaching, too. It's just a little more of getting into what I love in sports, and, of course, Melissa into sports and fitness, and we got a great lineup for you in quarter number two. That's right. We play two games. First game, 9 to 10. Second game, 10 to 11. In the first game, second quarter, fitness first with the Makos and former Georgia Southern cheerleader, three-time national champion cheerleader. She now works at Memorial Health and Public Health. She's graduated. She's also she was a coach at Crowned Elite Athletics Gym. Now she's a tumbling coach. She also is a personal fitness instructor in the Fit Gym and Train Me 24/7 gyms here in Savannah, Georgia. We're going to talk to Kate Dixon.
I think we hit a home run with this one. I mean, her resume speaks for itself.
I hit a home run. She's going to be my future daughter-in-law, so I can't complain.
She literally epitomizes the fitness first segment.
If you've seen Kate Dixon, there's not an ounce of probably fat on her body.
Oh, and 100% sweetness.
Yes.
She's so sweet. She's so nice. And, you know, sometimes females like that can be a little intimidating because they're beautiful, but she's beautiful on the inside and on the outside. So I can't wait to talk to her.
Okay, then we're going to go to Coach with Kellen Mell, breaking down three sports, national and local. Quarter number four, we got a special turn two. We're not going to take 2 points at China, but we're going to talk to a former Jenkins Warrior, former ESPN intern, now going up to play football at the Citadel, Gervonta Middleton. They got a great event going on. Game number two, come back, open the show. This is what I'm excited about also, besides Gervonta Middleton, local kid. Well, this lady was a local kid many years ago. She just was the inaugural U.S. Open Women's Senior Championship amateur low medalist, Martha Stacy Leach, out of St. Vincent's University of Georgia Golfer. I'm excited about that one. Then we're going to bring on Chad Griffin, Calvary Day School Athletic. Chad Griffin, there's a big free football camp going on 4 days next week here in Savannah, Georgia. And, of course, the first 2 days start at Calvary Day School. That's kids and pro football camp. They teach the fundamentals, how to hit right, how to not use your head. Excuse me, so I'm excited about that. And then three out the door where I'm going to be the host, and Kel and Mel are going to break down three crazy points in the world of sports. And they're a lot. These three are really fun. You're going to enjoy it. All right, let's go to the scoreboard so we can get out of here on time.
Yes.
The Braves, they're back, and they're tied for first place now.
I love it. And they batted around Mr. Everything, who just came back.
Steven Strasburg.
That's it, Steven Strasburg, S-squared. Steven Strasburg, who was like the be-all to end-all for the Nats. And so, I mean.
Then him and Max Scherzer.
Scherzer, yeah.
There you go. Had a fight afterwards while they had a disagreement in the dugout, and they went down into the locker room, and they and of course, I like Strasburg's talking to the media. You have to be part of the family to know what went on. That's great.
You know what? And I love his tenacity, but he
what stays
the
in the dugout.
Did knock him around a little bit.
Yep. So, I mean, this is one thing that was scary. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. He'll probably be out of the game today. Ozzie Albies in the third inning came up with a strain or a right hamstring tightness. Manager Snitker said Albies is okay, but we'll help him to rest it. So for a day or two, we won't see him. Albies had an RBI double, stole second base, and then had to come out of the game. Ronald Acuna, homer, doubled and singled. 3-for-4 for the young man, and he's not even 20 years old yet.
So, wow, these kids are just getting younger and younger in the pros.
Right, and Sanchez improved his record to 5-2. He allowed 3 runs over 6 innings for the Braves, who entered the All-Star break having lost 8-of-11. And this is a good way to start. And A.J. Minter pitched the 9th for his first save. And tonight at 7:05, what do we got?
The Braves are once again taking on the Nationals.
In Washington, D.C.
You've got Sean Newcomb on the hill taking on left-handed pitcher Gio Gonzalez. He's dropped 4 consecutive decisions since he beat Baltimore on May 28th. So the Braves coming out after the All-Star break, renewed, refreshed, and getting back in their winning
ways.
And
they stayed in D.C., and that was at the All-Star game. Freddie Freeman was 0-for-2, flew out to left and grounded out to second. Nick Markakis was 0-for-1 with a walk. Mike Foltynewicz was the third pitcher for the NL following Matt Scherzer and Jacob deGrom. He was the first not to allow a run. 1 strikeout, 2 pop-ups, and Ozzie Albies only got up 1. I love this name. Scooter Jeanette from the Reds came in, pinched hit for Albies, and hit. I don't know if you watched the last 3-4 inning of that game. It was boring. It was 2-1. And all of a sudden, everything was going out of the park. Great. I thought it was a great All-Star game.
Yeah, it was great because the American League won.
7 straight.
Yeah.
But no more home field advantage, which is great.
Yeah, I like that. But, you know, Markel always talked to me about, you know, what's your favorite All-Star game? I'm like, it's got to be MLB. Yeah. I mean, because there was always something on the line for it. But, you know, I'll still, even though there was no home field advantage for the World Series, I still, the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I did
all right,
sleep
football excitement. It's starting next week. The pros report there's 49 days to the first game. Falcons still told Julio Jones, we will renegotiate your contract at the end of the season. I just hope they don't lose him. And, of course, the NFL season opens up on the week of Labor Day week 9-6, September 6th. College football 35 days away. Practice starts next week from Monday.
Ooh.
First game's August 24th. Most will start on Labor Day weekend, September 1st. SEC, Georgia predicted to win the SEC East and meet Alabama in the SEC championship all over again. But that was the national championship.
Right.
So last year was against Auburn. And Georgia Southern was picked to finish 4th. And Savannah State has not gone to the MEAC Media Day yet, so we don't know what they're going to be predicted. High school football. 27 days to the first game. Conditioning starts next Wednesday, the 25th. Opening weekend is August 17th. There you go. Let's go with your Savannah Bananas.
Oh, they're 28-11. They've won 3 straight. They are 9-4 so far in the second half of the Coastal Plain League season.
And not Petey, but Pee-wee's a hit over there.
Oh, Pee-wee loves going there.
Pee-wee. Melissa's pet pig, I guess, because making bacon, and a pig doesn't like bacon, I guess, so he's a big hit at the Bananas games.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he loves going there. He's
a celebrity anyway.
Yeah, you know, he's got his own Facebook. Go find him. They did beat Lexington last night. They won 6-2 over the Blowfish. They out-hit the host, Lexington, 14-6 in recording their 6-2 victory Friday night. They are back in action 7:05 p.m. tonight, Grayson Stadium.
Sold out, which will make it 53 straight sold-out games.
That's awesome.
Pro golf, Brian Harman at the Open, the British Open, missed the cut. He was 5 over. He's still ranked 26th in the world and 21st in the FedEx Cup, but that'll change after this week. Last weekend at the Constellation Senior Players Championship, Mr. Sowers, Gene Sowers, our Champions Tour player, finished tied for 54th at 3-under. I wish I could tie for 54th at 3-under. And he's ranked 11th in the Charles Schwab Cup. He dropped one spot last week. And I know this is near and dear to you because we had our first USGA, United States Golf Association, Senior Women's Open Championship.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was last weekend. And both our favorite Savannah sisters, our favorite golfers on the links, Hollis Stacey and Martha Stacey, Leach played. Hollis Stacey, she won the Women's Open three times, tied for 28th place at 14 over 306. Martha Leach, she now lives in Kentucky, but she's a Savannian. Closed out the week with birdies on two of her last three holes for an even par of 73.
I mean, and she'll be on our show in the second hour, so please stay tuned, listen to her. Local girl gone good. All right, we've got to make this quick. The 97th Georgia Amateur Open, Georgia Southern's Brett Barron won. Our local guy, Jack Hall, finished tied for fourth at six behind. Local colleges, I have to get this out. Like I said, Savannah State starts 1 week, starts July 30th. But let's go to SCAD. Read that.
All 14 NAIA-sponsored sports earned 2017-2018 Scholar Team Honors. Cross country, track and field, swimming, lacrosse, men's tennis, men's golf, men's track and field, women's soccer, men's swimming, women's golf, men's cross country, men's soccer, and men's lacrosse. That's pretty impressive.
The lowest GPA was 3.19. And the highest, I think, goes to the women's cross-country team at 3.71. I mean, how impressed. All 14 of your teams are on the scholar list. You got to be pretty impressed. Okay, SCAD went fishing. They went to the Carhartt Bassmasters College Series National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shop. And they finished. They were in 45th after 2 days, Cody Stahl and Reese Kingston. But they won't go to the finals, because to go to the finals today, a team must have finished in the top 12. Community events, grand opening, the Josh Reddick Field up in Effingham at the Clarence E. Morgan Softball Complex, $1 million facility. The ribbon cuttings today at 10 o'clock. Feed the Streets, farewell party for ESPN intern Javante Middleton. Get Going is going to happen today at Hudson Hill at Park at 4 to 4:30. We'll talk to him about that. And then our sponsor, Chatham Orthopedics, announced.
Orthopedic Associates.
Sorry, Chatham Orthopedic Associates.
First annual coaches seminar, August 11th at Calvary Day School, 8:30 till 12, and it's free. Come get breakfast, snacks, and gifts to all coaches attending. We're going to talk about conditioning and proper warm-up, orthopedic injury prevention and education, concussion prevention, detection, treatment, and heat illness symptoms and treatment. All coaches are invited from the youth, middle school and high school. So call 912-355-1506 to reserve your spot ASAP.
And as usual, we ran over, so we got our next guest. She's waiting. She's warming up. She's showing those guns. And that's, of course, Fitness First with Kate Dixon. She's an instructor at Fit Me and 24/7 Train Me Gyms. She's a coach, tumbling coach. Going to have a lot of fun. She's a three-time national cheerleader champion. So we'll talk to her. She's waiting on the line. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton-Head. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And you got that right. Today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's the Coach of Makos, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. And that's what this segment is about, and we kick off the show every week with Fitness First with the Makos. She's a fitness fanatic. She's a spin teacher. She's a CrossFit athlete. I mean, you name it, she does it. And poor Markel, our buddy Markel Blunt, is becoming very fit now because of the Makos. But this is where we bring on someone from the community that is big in fitness, and I'm enjoying this one because this is going to be near and dear to my heart, because it's my future daughter-in-law, sister. Not my sister-in-law. Okay? She you name it, she does it. Okay? I know I'm going to make her blush right now. She's a three-time Georgia Southern National champion cheerleader. Okay, she's also been an excellent crowned elite cheerleading coach. Now she's a tumbling instructor at crowned elite. She also, I don't know how she finds the time to do this, besides working full-time at Memorial Health as a public health and specialist, whatever it may be called. She also works at Fit Gym and Train Me 24/7 as an instructor. And then she finds times to go to that orange therapy. What is it called?
Orange Theory.
Orange Theory stuff. I don't know how she does it, but she's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. very close and near to me, Kate Dixon. Kate, thanks for coming on.
Of course, of course. It's an honor. It's an honor to be on here with you.
Well, I know Makos grabbed you and says, Kate, you got to come on. You got to come on because she's a fanatic just like you are. And here it is. It's Fitness First with Makos and Kate Dixon.
Kate, I absolutely am so thankful for you to come on the show because you epitomize what this Fitness First segment is all about. Just first, tell our listeners a little bit about your background in fitness and how you got involved in cheerleading and, you know, trying to stay in shape.
Well, growing up, I was always a multi-sport athlete. You know, I was doing I started with gymnastics. That's where my tumbling was initiated. I played basketball. And when I realized in high school that I wasn't going to be a 5'2 point guard, I took on cheerleading as my collegiate sport. Trained super hard. Always worked out outside of practice. It's always important to supplement, you know, your practice with, you know, training. And fitness has just had a huge impact on my life, and I live it every single day. You know, I love helping other people live it as well. And, you know, I went to Georgia Southern and had the opportunity to, you know, compete along 19 other girls and win 3 national championships. And that was just an honor. And, you know, I can't let fitness go. I have to carry it on in my professional life. It's the best life.
Also, Makos, before you get to the next question, she also was a flute player in school. Not in the marching band, but she was a cheerleader on Friday nights. But she did play the flute also. So you got an athlete, a musician, a cheerleader. I mean, I don't know what else I can tell you.
I don't know. We just need to stop right here and just take some advice from you. I love looking at your pictures on Facebook and on social media, Kate, especially the ones with the 3 championship rings. You know, how special was that for you guys at Georgia Southern to take home some championships, especially because, you know, covering sports for so long, cheerleading doesn't get as much love as it deserves to get loved as for being a sport. So what were those championships and what does that mean to you?
The championships, I mean, there's not a better feeling in doing it for a school that you just are so passionate about. My dad was alumni from Georgia Southern, and, you know, you form a bond and a sisterhood with the cheerleaders. And, you know, being able to represent Georgia Southern at a national level is just incredible. And, you know, competitive cheerleading is starting to make a name for itself. When I was at Georgia Southern, we weren't part of athletics yet. We were still a club sport. But, you know, being able to win and get that ring on your finger, those rings on your finger, you know, that alone is satisfying enough. And, you know, Georgia Southern gives so much love to athletics, including the cheerleaders. And it was amazing having the support from Georgia Southern and being able to do that for the school.
And you're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. We're at Fitness First, and our guest is former Georgia Southern cheerleader, now fitness instructor, Kate Dixon. So I know you want to talk a little bit about cheerleading doesn't get any respect, but she just told you Georgia Southern gives them a lot of respect.
Yeah, Georgia Southern definitely does. And I think, you know, a lot of people forget, Kate, that what you guys do out there is not, you just don't show up. So talk to us about what your routine is like to, number one, stay in shape now, but what was it like as a cheerleader, you know, at a school as big as Georgia Southern is?
Training outside of cheerleading was huge. You know, a lot of the training that I still implement today, like in my classes, you know, it's high intensity training. It's bouts of energy that you exert with the most effort. You know, when you're competing, you know, cheerleading, you are, you know, you're full on sprinting, you're jumping to the highest level. And then in my case, I was lifting people, you know. And so when you're trying to do that and you transform that into the weight room, you're doing plyometric movements, you're jumping for, you know, you're sprinting for 2.5 minutes, you're taking that rest and breathing when you can in those short rest segments that you have. And so when we trained in college, it was all about high intensity for short periods of time, getting that heart rate up as fast as you can. And so even on our off days, we would train as though we would, you know, be doing the routine, be practicing so that we could keep our hearts conditioned and able. So,
and you know, what's crazy to me too, is that, there's those days where you have your off days where you're not feeling it. You're having a bad day, but as a cheerleader, you really can't have a bad day. You have to keep that smile on. How do you keep yourself motivated and how do you keep the fans motivated when you might not be having the best day?
Honestly, depending, you know, when you go out and you're doing a competitive routine and you have thousands of people looking at you. You have 2.5 minutes, 20 other girls, to execute perfection, or you have not a chance. And the same thing when you're cheering on the Georgia Southern sidelines. You have so many people that are looking at you to determine what their attitude is going to be in the stands. So, you know, when you're doing it for other people, when you're doing it for the school, you know, there's no problem keeping that motivation. So whether you're doing it competitively for those 2.5 minute routines, and you know that you have those girls depending on you for you to do your job, and like at the games, I mean, you know, you have all those people looking at you. So, you know, determining their moods. And so that is motivation enough, doing it for them.
Okay, this is the coach. This is the real coach, not your coach. Okay, now let's put the hat on the other side. You've coached cheerleading. Now you're a fitness instructor. Tell us the difference between being that cheerleader, being that person that had to get in shape, now to making or helping, not making, helping other people get in shape.
So the way that I stay involved with cheerleading now is I'm the tumbling director at Crown Elite Athletics. And, you know, when I do all the tumbling.
Wow, that's a nice title, the tumbling director. Nice.
I know. They're so nice to me. So, you know, I teach tumbling from the beginner level, from, you know, 5 to 18-year-olds that are preparing, you know, to try out for college teams. And in my tumbling classes, you know, the kids never leave without sweating. And, you know, in between all of my training that I do actually with their skills and gaining their skills, they are always doing an exercise or something that's supplementing that movement that they're doing in their tumbling. And I feel that that's really important. So I kind of merge my world with, you know, the tumbling classes and making sure that their muscles are ready for, you know, the skill that they're executing.
So you're also a personal trainer, Kate?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So go ahead.
Personal training out here on the island for, you know, Drew Edmonds and
yes.
Shazi Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
They have trained me 24/7 out here on the island and the Fit Gym. So I teach boot camps and interval training classes in the morning.
So if someone were to were interested in trying to get in shape and want to come check you out, how can they do that?
Facebook is a great route to find me. Kate Dixon online. Train Me 24/7 and the Fit Gym are on Facebook. You can go to Train Me 24/7 website. It's great, as well as Crown Elite Athletics has a wonderful website. It's easy to navigate and sign up for classes. And if anybody ever wants to reach out to me directly, you know, Facebook is a great avenue.
And what's really, really cool, my last question is, this is not your full-time job. You work at Memorial Health as a specialist, but how do you balance all the time?
You know, growing up, I always kept myself busy, and I feel that I'm the most productive, don't have a lot of downtime. So, you know, I keep structure in my day. I make sure that I fit in my workout, whether it's before the boot camp when I teach or after work when I get off from Memorial. So, you know, I really enjoy staying busy and having, you know, a ton of different avenues to kind of express, you know, how I see myself as a professional. It's fun. It's a good life.
Well, Kate, you've done a good job and a great interview, and I appreciate you coming on. And I can't wait. You've been part of the family for a long time already, but it's going to be official in February. Once again, thank you and great job. And I'm not just saying this because she's going to be my daughter-in-law, but this girl is a fitness fanatic. She's just as bad as Melissa Makos. Check her out on Facebook. Check her out on my Twitter page. You'll see she's showing those guns. So, but once again, appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and keep on getting those little kids in shape.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me on.
Thanks, Kate.
Kate Dixon. I mean, phenomenal.
You know,
this girl's a workaholic. I mean, she never stops. I mean, like you said, she starts at 5:30 in the morning and doesn't get home to sometimes 7-8 o'clock at night. I don't know how she does it either.
You know, and the cool thing about it is that, you know, people are going to look at her and like the picture. I mean, that's an amazing picture. And there's so many people that I'm sure that are jealous, that are, you know,
of course,
then there's going to be the guys. Sorry, fellas. She's taken. No, can't have her. She's already taken
the
by
real Coach Tomasi.
The real
now.
Coach Tomasi. And I just love how down to earth she is. And you know, that's what we need as females. We need to pump each other up. We need to look at a picture like that and say, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You go, girl. Instead of like, oh, whatever. She works out every day, all the time. That's her job. No, it's not. I mean,
but she makes the commitment.
Exactly.
And that's what she's trying to do with other people, with our youth, with
I love it.
People that she trains. It's just a great,
you know, and she reminds me a lot of my friend Jody, who, you know, people, they always try to be begrudge you of where you're at in your life because, oh, this is what you do for a living. You should be in shape. No, this is what you do. This is your passion, and you can do it too. And I love her attitude, and she's just great. We got to have her back on.
That's why it's Fitness First with the Makos. Up next, we're going to try and get a little time here with Laquelle, Markel Blunt, now part of our little crew here on Saturday mornings. But once again, we went over a long time, but it's always worth it because it's about fitness. It's Laquelle and Mel talking local national sports with the coach. Coming up next, you're listening to the Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of day, whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or when the Makos and the coach go over for 30 minutes. No, I'm only joking, but we do tend to go a little over with our guests, but it's a lot of fun, and we're here talking about local sports, local people, fitness, you name it, we'll talk about it. And this is a fun part now because we got a third wheel part of the show, and of course that's Markel Blunt. This part, this segment, is called The Coach with Kel and Mel on Sports, and Markel now is a coming from Boston. Now he's living here in Savannah, Georgia, and played college football, Boston College, and Boston College, and the real BC is what I hear from these two guys and girl, because you know Melissa is a Boston College alum. But we're going to talk some national sports here. Markel, always great having you on.
Always great to be here, Carl. Thank you for having me.
It's a lot of fun, you know, and, you know, if people listen, and I'm not making her feel bad, but she always says, well, you know, Markel and I were talking about this last night. Now you know who Markel Blunt is. Go to the Twitter page, go to my Facebook page, go to his Facebook page, and you'll see he's the real deal. College football player.
He's all right.
I like the best that he was an All-American lacrosse player in high school, but we'll go there later on. All right, two topics quick. Let's start off with a big event that's going on in Effingham County at 10 o'clock. Local pro athlete Josh Reddick, who plays for the Houston Astros.
Yes.
Last night, I think he was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Okay. Built a baseball stadium. It's the grand opening of the Josh Reddick Field today at Clarence E. Morgan Park. Just these guys giving back is something special. And, Markel, I know you're new to this area, but there had to be people up in Boston that were giving back also.
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, there's always
I'll let you know, Big Poppy.
There's always, you know, I think it's important for you know, these guys are role models in their communities or communities where they come from, or where they even plant their flag when they're, you know, playing, you know, as well. And the adopted son or daughter of an area. But I think, you know, it's important to give back. It's important they find a lot of satisfaction out of doing that. And again, it's just important to know where you come from, right? Never forget that.
I got to touch on something really quick and let Melissa jump in. You said role model. Any professional athlete that says they're not a role model probably got too many shots to the head, because you are a role model. All our youth, our young kids, our young athletes, our college athletes are looking up to these guys.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, you know, and you know, we can go back to Charles Barkley and you know, his whole speech about not being a role model and stuff. You're thrust into that position whether you want it or not. And you know, I can go into the whole Mike Trout situation, how Major League Baseball wants Mike Trout to be more active on social media, like go out and party and go make it, you know, go be out outside the baseball field, and he's like, let me just play the game that I love. And so that's a little bit extreme. I don't agree with that at all. Let Mike Trout do what he does, and we can talk about that in another time. But you're absolutely right, you are a role model no matter what. Once you're put into this position, that you have to assume that these kids are going to be looking up to you, and all eyes are on you no matter what you're doing.
Now, you've been in Savannah, Georgia since 2007.
Yes.
You also worked in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. You've been up in Fargo, I think.
Yes, sir.
So you've been around. You've seen communities where the local athletes give back, and it's something special. Josh Reddick today, a million dollar baseball field for those kids up there. It's special. So, I mean, you've seen it through your eyes because you were a sports reporter.
Yeah.
Now you're on the radio with me. You're a teacher now, but just, it's unbelievable the way these kids give back, and the guys we had on this year.
Well, you know, and we were talking about that in the break. We were talking about Raekwon McMillan and Anthony Lanier the second. And, you know, it is important for these guys to come back and for these guys to show that I don't forget where I came from. And I think it says a lot about their character. And I think we need more of that, Carl. We need more of these athletes coming back, even if you're not, you know, making the most money in the NFL, making the most money in Major League Baseball. But I think you need to come back and you need to, you know, make, keep that name going. You know, Ben Patrick is another one, yes, who went to Jenkins, and, you know, he's all over social media, and I love following him too. Just bought his mom a house, and even like something little like that, and I say little, but something like that, you're giving back to your family as well. And I think it's important to see that. And, you know, I know Markel, goes back to Boston College and speaks to youth at risk and speaks at these conferences and stuff like that. And, you know, people know him. And I think that's important for you to have that, that profile and be that role model. And you can't ask for a better one than Markel Blount right here.
Well, you're so kind. So kind. Thank you. No, you know, I find it important. I was given some opportunities as a kid that a lot of folks don't get. And so I just remember that and recognize that.
That the males dream of in the United States.
you know, and so I think that, you know, it's not only important for just the community, but I think for that person, I think it keeps you grounded as well, to be able to give back and provide opportunity for those that, you know, at least, you know, helping them dream a little bit more in that regard.
And you're listening to The Coach of Makos. We're at The Coach with Kellen Mell on sports. Markel Blount, now a Savannian, former Boston native. He's making his swing back here, but his family is from the South. He just so happened to wind up living in Boston all his life, but we'll get to that later on. Once again, giving back also, if you listen to ESPN Savannah during the afternoon from 3 to 6, Ben Troop, former Florida Gator, former NFL player, giving back. There's a lot of stories about that, so you can follow that right there. Okay, quickly, we're running out of time here. High school, college, pro football. The game starts soon. With all the controversy that's going on, why is it still the most popular sport in the United States where we just finished the World Cup? In the world, it's soccer. Melissa, you go first.
I think because the soccer tends to be not as engaging when it comes to on-field action. You know, 1-0 is a blowout, right? And so I think because there's not as much offensive output, look what the NFL is doing. They're constantly trying to make it more of an offensive game. They're constantly, you know, now they're talking about taking away the kick returns and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the catch rules and stuff like that. Everything now is a catch. You can touch the ball and not catch it, and it's a catch. So I think it comes down to offense, and I think it comes down to that excitability. In soccer, you know, that's why I think the play-by-play guys get so excited when the ball is by the goal, because, you know, it's not very easy to score a goal in soccer, whereas putting six on the board in football is a little bit more exciting.
I think it comes back down to you know, human nature. If you go back to the gladiators and killing each other and the fans cheering, you know, that's what football reminds me of. But I think as the game evolved over time, you know, there's been much more offensive output. You know, they changed the rules for the game for that reason. However, I also believe in the fact that the other factors of football, which play a huge role in life. And so, you know, there's obviously some drama built in there. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of excitement. And so that, to me, has really, you know, keeps it in the forefront of the American people.
Well, great job, you two. I mean, you know, we wish we had more time, but Melissa and I tend to go a little further on the fitness part. But Markel will be back later on when we finish the show. We go three out the door with some crazy sports information that you guys will love. Markel, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Remember, Markel Blount, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and you can find the man there. He's now home in Savannah. Melissa, a lot of fun with that segment.
Yeah, he's good to talk to about this kind of stuff.
So when you hear us say, you know, Markel and I talked about that last night, he's part of the show now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Coach Makos. We're going to do a little get going with Gervonta Middleton, former Jenkins Warrior quarterback, three-sport athlete, the Ashley Deering Award. Ashley Deering, was it?
Yeah.
Ashley Deering Award? No, is it? Yes. Ashley Deering Award. I don't know.
What is in your coffee, Carl?
I don't know. I'm tongue-tied right here. I didn't get any coffee. Markel didn't bring me any back. So anyway, we'll be right back with Gervonta Middleton from H.V. Jenkins High School, who's going to be now a Bulldog. That means a Citadel Bulldog. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 in Hilton Head. We got to make this quick, and this young man has shattered everybody with his personality, his commitment, what he's done here in Savannah, Georgia. He'll be leaving to go to the Citadel to play some football. He's going to be a Bulldog, and what can I tell you? This week, came across social media, Get Going, the mission of three of our Savannah's own youth, giving back to the community. And he's joining us now on the ESPN Savannah Mobile, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, is an ESPN intern. He also was part of The Coach and the Kid on a radio show. What more can I say? Finocchiaro Award winner, best football player in the city, Ashley Deering, most versatile, and he does everything. Javonte Middleton. Javonte, great having you back.
Hey, thank you for having me, Coach. It's nice to be back on the show.
Well, before you make that trip to the to Charleston, South Carolina, you're doing something special. I learned something yesterday talking to you on the phone, that we have farewell parties. Kids that are going on to college, people bring them toiletries and things that they might need in college. But you're saying you're going there on a scholarship, you don't need this. Well, let's give back to the community. I mean, just a great idea, Melissa. This young man, he's got what he needs to go, but he wants to give back to other kids that are going to college. How'd you come up with this concept?
Well, as you might remember, at the Ashley Deering Award ceremony, when I accepted the award, I told everyone that I didn't want to just have a one-way relationship with them, as in them being there for me, that I wanted to be there for them as much as they've been here for me. So I've always had envisioned to do something at my Pack the Track event since I got the scholarships. And what I wanted to do now, being that I got the scholarship and I realized I didn't need much, I knew people would still bring me things just off of the way it goes, that I wanted to give back the things that people brought to the Pack the Trunk to others in the city that aren't going to college on scholarship and do need some assistance with the little things, because the little things matter.
You know, Javonte, Melissa Makos here. We were just talking about some of these professional athletes giving back to the community. You know, we got some big names, Josh Reddick, and, you know, Anthony Lanier, Raekwon McMillan. And here you are. You're not there yet. You're not a pro yet. And here you've already started this whole campaign and this whole giving back. You know, how does somebody that's still in college and young,
not even in college yet,
how did this, you know, how do you do this? I mean, this is amazing.
Well, I've always told myself that I always start with the end in mind, and that I conduct myself as a professional before I'm a professional. Well, I don't even have aspirations of being a professional athlete, as people may think. I just want to be a professional in life. And being a professional in life, I feel like I have to uplift and bring up the ones that help me get to the point where I'm at to be viewed as a successful person in life.
So what does it take to get this Get Going to happen? Like, what goes into it?
Oh, a lot of manpower. There's a task force that consists of myself, one of my mentors named Kendall Walker, my friend Junior, and one of my best friends, Amado Neal. And we've all met several times this past week since I've been in town, and have several conference calls. And it was just coming up with ideas and trying to get things that included everyone to go in at the party. Because, you know, there's going to be food, there's going to be music. But we also want people to see the other side of the neighborhood that aren't always out there. The praise dance with the same, the West Savannah area, and having the 3v3 tournament to show people that everyone can play athletics and not just select you. So that's a lot of things that's going into it, and we just want people to come out and have a good time and find out why they're doing it.
All right, and it's going to be, let's get down to the specifics, because, you know, we're up against the heartbreak. You know about that by doing a radio show with me. So let's get the specifics, okay? It's Get Out to Feed the Streets. We got Get Going. We got Pack the Trunk. What do we need to know? You can play some 3-on-3 basketball quickly. Send it out there.
Well, it's probably today at Hudson Hill Park, right off of West Bay Street. And Hudson Hill, the community called Hudson Hill, it begins at 4 p.m. and it should conclude at 7. But, you know, the basketball tournament may go on a little longer. Our performances will be food, and we encourage students to bring college necessities for upcoming college students to be successful. And the entry fee for the teams and the basketball tournament isn't a monetary fee, but it's school lightly used our good conditioned school uniforms to benefit the elementary students of Savannah County Public School System.
Javonte, always a great job, and you know what? I'm not just saying this because you're on the radio. You're a special kid. Your mama's has helped you grow, and I know you give a lot of credit to your mother. Just keep it on work, and good things are going to happen, and I can't wait to see you in a Bulldog uniform.
Thank you, Coach.
I'll see you tonight. I'm going to stop by.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Javonte.
Thank you.
I mean, I wish we had another 10 minutes, but, you know, we got about 30 seconds to get out of here. Just a great kid. So get out to Hudson Hill Park right off of West Bay Street before you get on 516. You can see the park right there. So it's get going, feed the streets, pack the trunk, bring something for a college student that they might need to survive in college, and not survive, but need. And, of course, bring a nice Savannah Chatham County Public School uniform so you can play in a 3-on-3 game. Melissa, I'm going to cut you short here because we're going to hour number two. It always goes by so quick, so stay here. We'll be back about 10:03. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio 104.3 on your FM dial, 1400 on your AM dial, 92.7 in the HHI, that's Hilton Head, or log in to the virtual World Wide Web and go to the ESPN app or go to ESPNCoastal.com and you can listen live to the Coach and Makos. We are live in the Savannah Mall studios. Me and the coach. What's
oh no,
up, coach?
We got special guests in here too. We got Markel Blunt with our special dog Zoe.
Oh yeah, Zoe's in the house too.
Zoe.
She's my 13-year-old pup. She still acts like a puppy.
Isn't that your service dog?
Yeah.
So
she is.
She makes you not stressed out and to enjoy life and all that
yes,
other things.
Yes, she helps reduce anxiety.
So it's 10 o'clock. The mall's open. So we got people walking by. So if you hear a little barking in the background, that's our girl Zoe. So yes, don't, we're not hanging out in a park anywhere.
She likes to protect her mama.
She likes to protect her mama. Okay, we're in hour number two. It flies by so quick, and I'll tell you quickly, our guest, next guest, I mean, this is something special for me. We hear about the Hollis Stacey Award winner every year. Hollis Stacey was a great golfer, Hall of Fame golfer, Georgia Hall of Fame golfer. Well, her little sister has done something special in the first USGA Women's Senior Open. She was the low amateur medalist. She's won a lot of awards, but I think it's something special. And she doesn't live here in Savannah anymore. She's out in Kentucky. But I'm telling you, I'm excited about it.
I can't wait to talk to her, because when you have an award that's named after you, even if it's your sister, your family member, that's pretty cool.
Pretty special.
I think we need a Carl DeMasi Award.
No. I don't want any awards named after me. I just want to make sure local athletes, local people have done something good, local kids. And, you know, this is the first time. Oh, sorry. I took your chair.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Well, I know the other number one girl in the studio has your chair. That's Zoe. So,
yes,
but anyway, when we bring back people that are from Savannah, Georgia, it excites me, because how many people have heard of Martha Stacey Leach?
I don't know, but they need to. If they haven't heard of her, they need to, because she's, and I think a lot of times when you do move away, mm-hmm. We tend to forget, but we shouldn't forget this one, because she is certainly special. And you know, it's hard to have a sister named Hollis Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, you might get lost in the shadows a little bit, but she deserves to be right at the forefront.
You got to go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach of Makos, Carl DeMasi Sports Report Facebook page. I got the YouTube video of her when she got, of Martha Stacey Leach when she got inducted to the Georgia Hall of Fame. You got to check it out. It's pretty special, okay? And then we got in segment number three, or quarter number three of this second hour, Calvary Day School Athletic Director Chad Griffin is going to be on the line. He's going to be on the ESPN Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be talking about the free football camp that's going on for 4 days here in Savannah, Georgia. Two at Calvary Day School, two at the Pool of Rec. And it's kids in the pros, and it's something special. And then we'll close out the show where we're going to take some exciting or different sports topics to break down for you. It'll be Markel Blunt, Melissa Makos, and myself. I'll be the I guess the host, and let these two go at it. The Mel and Kel show, right? Oh, sorry, the Kel and Mel show here. So we'll do that later on. Okay, quickly before we get into scores, and I know we always go a little farther than we should. Javonte Middleton. If you didn't listen to the last segment of the first hour, the first game, special kid. He'll always be a special kid in my heart. I mean, you know, you can give him all the awards, the Ashley Deering Award, the Finicar Award, but you know what? He's more concerned with what he can do for people than what people have been doing for him.
You know, a lot of times you get these awards, Carl, and the awards, like I hear it all the time, like, you know, you're the recipient of this award, but this award means more than just a trophy. It's the idea of it. And he's taking the Ashley Deering Award to heart, and he wants to make sure that he continues the legacy of being an Ashley Deering Award winner and giving back to the community.
Like Ashley
and,
Deering.
You know, for some reason, I'm like, wait, he isn't in college yet, but because he's been up there in Charleston at the Citadel working out and going to classes and stuff, you know, we forget that he's a teenager. And
he's not even there yet.
He's a kid. And if he's doing this stuff already, I mean, I don't know. I'm impressive. Impressive. Go to my Twitter, MMACOS21, and I put a story up there by Big Frank from WJCL about his Get Going campaign. If you want to participate, you just don't come empty-handed at Hudson Hill Park off Bay Street in Savannah. Don't come empty-handed. Bring something that a college kid could use, a necessity, or play hoops, 3-on-3 hoops. Bring a slightly used uniform for the kids at Chatham County Schools.
And you know, he was very quick. He was very quick in giving the other two people that are doing with him a lot of credit, and I got to give these two young people credit. Kendall Walker, who is part of the Feed the Streets program, and Faith Gilliard, who was Miss Georgia, ADP, Miss Southeast, Savannah State University. They're all involved in this. Pack the trunk, and like Miss Melissa said, 3-on-3 basketball tournament, bring some clothes. That's at Hudson Hill Park, right off the Bay Street, before you get to 516, headed to Garden City. It starts at 4 o'clock. It'll go from 4 to 7 p.m. Help these kids out. You know, Javonte says, you know, I got a full scholarship, so I really don't need anything. So I want to give back to my other friends and people who go into college that need it too.
Yeah, and you don't realize a lot of the stuff that you need in college until sometimes you get there, and all of a sudden, you know, books are $8 million and tuition is $100,000,000,000,000,000,000. And, you know, when you need a toothbrush, sometimes, you know, that 98-cent toothbrush, you know, just take a little bit off your plate here and there.
Right.
And sometimes it helps.
Just remember, Markel's favorite, hot dog and macaroni and cheese. You'll be fine. Okay. All right, let's go to the scoreboard quick. We are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Hawks basketball, and of course, UGA sports. Football's around the corner. Ooh. Braves last night start off the second half. They beat the Washington Nationals 8-5. They're tied for first place with the Philadelphia Phillies. Hey, coming off a 8 out of 11 snide. They lost 8 out of 11 games going into the All-Star break. Pretty special when you start off with a win.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially when you can beat Steven Strasburg. That's pretty impressive. I mean, I know he's still kind of coming off the DL and whatnot, but, you know, when you can take it to him, that's a pretty good thing. Only bad thing, though, is we lost Ozzie Albee for a little bit.
Tight hamstring,
and so not on the DL yet, but he's going to take a couple days off to rest that hamstring.
Gotta love the manager's name, Snitker.
Snitker,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Albee's had an RBI, and then Ozzie Albee's had an RBI double. Then, of course, the young guy, not even 20 years old yet, Ronald Acuña, homers, doubles, singles, scores three runs, and has two of Atlanta's four stolen bases. Anibal Sanchez got the win, six innings, stellar performance. A.J. Minta came in and pitched tonight for the fifth save. Braves are at Washington Nationals tonight in D.C., and on the hill is?
You have Sean Newcomb, 8-5, 3.5 ERA, 1-1, but he's 5.56 ERA in his last two starts against the Nationals, and they've got left-handed pitcher Gio Gonzalez, who's lost four straight decisions, so we'll make it five tonight.
And we know that we had four guys in the All-Star game. None of them came up with a big hit, but Mike Fultonavish on the mound was the third pitcher for the NL following Max Scherzer, and Jacob DeGrom. He was the first. That's when you're going too fast. You can't pronounce words or names. He was not the. He did not allow the first runs, but we know that the American League won in the end. Okay, let's go to football. Pro football starts next week for the pros. 49 days to the first game. The Atlanta Falcons are still having trouble with Julio Jones, and they need Julio Jones. They told Julio Jones that they'll renegotiate his contract at the end of the year, which I hope he plays.
And I do too.
NFL opens on September 6th. Okay, college football?
College football starts in 35 days. They're starting to practice. Is it next week?
A week from Monday.
A week from Monday. Oh, my gosh.
As the real Coach DeMasi said, my life has ended now because it's 24-7 football for now until December.
You know, but he does it because he loves it.
Oh, and it doesn't bother him.
We got the first games August 24th, but most of the games at the collegiate level start Labor Day weekend, September 1st. And we just had SEC days, and Georgia's predicted to win the SEC East. And it's predicted that, again, they're going to meet Alabama in the SEC championship. So that could be another preview for the national championship.
Got to love Forrest Gump. Al Alabama.
Alabama. I don't know. We could talk about preseason polls all night long, but
okay. And in Georgia Southern, preseason is ranked to finish fourth in the Sun Belt. High school football opens up Wednesday with conditioning. 27 days to the first day. First game is August 17th. Savannah Bananas. I know this is near and dear to Pee Wee's heart. Go ahead.
Oh, Pee Wee Pig loves the Savannah Bananas, especially when they beat the Macon Bacon. But they did. They didn't play the bacon last night.
They played the Blowfish.
They played the Blowfish
from Lexington, South Carolina.
That's right. And they won 6-2. They had 52 consecutive sellouts.
53 tonight,
and the Bananas are playing. They're back at it on the diamond, playing Lexington. 7:05 is first pitch.
And I'll go quickly through our pro golfers. Local golfers Brian Harman missed the cut at the Open. That's the British Open across the pond. He missed the cut. He was 5 over. Gene Sowers last week at the Constellation Senior Players Championship. He finished tied for 54th at 3 under. Give me a break.
Right.
All right, and the USGA Senior Inaugural Senior Women's Open. The sisters from Savannah.
The sisters, Stacy, Holla Stacy and Martha Stacy Leach. They both played. Holla Stacy was tied for 28th place at 14 over. Martha Leach, she closed the week with birdies on two of her last three holes for an even par of 73.
She's waiting on deck. She is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. 97th Georgia Amateur Championship goes to Georgia Southern Eagle golfer Brett Brannon. Brett Barron. He was 9 under. That's why I have Melissa here. All right. And then local golfers, you know this guy special.
Yeah, Jack Hall tied. He's from Savannah. I remember covering him when I was at WTOC. He finished tied for 4-6 strokes back. Also in the event from the Savannah area, Harrison Stafford was tied for 63rd at 18 over.
Savannah State local colleges. Savannah State starts football 1 week from Monday. SCAD. And I know this is near and dear to Melissa and my heart because these are student athletes. Go ahead. You can tell what Savannah's teams have done.
I think you can combine a lot of student athletes or a lot of people's GPAs, and it's still not going to equal what the SCAD athletes have done. They've got 14 NAIA-sponsored sports that have earned the 2017-18 Scholar Team Honors. Women's cross country, women's outdoor track and field, women's swimming, women's men's tennis, men's golf, men's track and field, women's soccer, men's swimming, women's golf, men's cross country, men's soccer, and men's lacrosse, with the women's cross country team averaging a 3.71 GPA, and the lowest GPA was 3.19, so nothing to bat your eyelashes about, Carl.
And we got to talk a little about fishing. Yes, SCAD has a fishing team. SCAD went fishing at the Carhartt Bassmasters College Series National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops. The two fishermen, Cody Stahl, student fishermen, we call them SCAD artist anglers. Okay, Cody Stahl and Reese Kingston completed in the tournament. They finished 45th in the 2 days. Well, they didn't make it to the finals today because only the top 12 teams make it, okay? Community events going on right now, and it's hosted by the man himself, WJCL, the big guy, Frank Sulkowski.
Josh Reddick Field.
Okay, so yeah. The Josh Reddick ribbon cutting, as it's called, at the Clarence E. Morgan Complex, $1 million baseball field for our local baseball players up there.
And we love when the local athletes give back, such as Javonte Middleton, who we just had on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline.
And then we got Feed the Streets, Pack the Trunk, going on tonight starting this afternoon from 4 to 7 over at Hudson Hill Park, right off of West Bay Street. Before you get to 516, make the right there. You'll see the field. Get out there. Bring some kind of necessity that a college student would use in their first year of college. Also, they're going to have a 3-on-3 tournament. We know our Chatham County Public School kids need uniforms. Bring a good uniform. You can get into the tournament for free. Once again, it's put on by our man, Javonte Middleton, with his friends, Kendall Walker from Feed the Streets, and Faith Gilliard, Miss Georgia ADP 18, Miss Southeast 17, Savannah State University. So great job by these kids.
Yeah, 4 to 7 today, and we're not done there, Carl.
To give us a plug to our...
Yes, our friends at Chatham Orthopedic Associates. They're going to have their first annual coaches seminar August 11th at Calvary Day School. That is a Saturday, so the Coach and Makeups will be there broadcasting live.
We'll be live.
8:30 until 12. It's free. You can get breakfast, you can get some snacks, gifts to all coaches, and it's any coach... middle school, elementary school, high school, college.
Come on, my cousin Vinny and the Ute.
Hey, and the Utes, all the Utes.
The Utes get too.
Yes, we're going to talk about some conditioning, proper warm-up, concussion testing and prevention, all the stuff that we need, that you need to know, but sometimes it costs money for these things to be educated on these things, but we're going to get it for free from some of the best doctors around. So Chatham Orthopedic Associates, first annual coaches seminar, August 11th at Calvary from 8:30 until noon. We will be there broadcasting live.
So once again, that's the first segment or the first quarter of the second game. Waiting on deck out in Kentucky. That's right. She's joining us on the ESPN Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. the USGA inaugural Women's Senior Championship low medalist from Savannah, Georgia, Martha Stacy Leach. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 in Hilton Head. We're also streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. And on your smartphone, download the ESPN mobile app, go to the little headphone at the bottom, go to Savannah Hilton Head, and you can hear us wherever you are. And Melissa, we talk about this every week, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment. And it doesn't have to be just a high school or a middle school or someone that's, you know, younger. It could be anybody. And I thought this would be perfect for this show because this golfer, and if you didn't follow it, of course, her sister is very famous, Hollis Stacy. We have an award for the most versatile athlete, female athlete named for Hollis Stacy, Hall of Fame golfer, U.S. Women's U.S. Open champion. But her little sister has done a lot, too. And she was the U.S. Open Women's Senior Championship, inaugural Senior Championship, low medalist. She had the lowest score for the amateurs. I don't know why she never went pro, but we'll talk to her about that. She went to school in Savannah at St. Vincent's as a junior golfer. She earned first-team All-American honors. She went to Georgia, golfed on the Georgia team, helped them win an SEC championship, you name it. She's won the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship in 1991. And, I mean, there's so many accolades for this golfer that I don't know if a lot of people in Savannah know about. Okay, so in Wheaton, Illinois, last weekend, after a third round, 1-under 72 at the Chicago Golf Club on Saturday, which from what I understand is a very tough golf club and golf course, and she'll tell us, Martha Stacy Leach, now of Hebron, Kentucky, from Savannah, Georgia, said she only had one goal for the inaugural U.S. Open to win the gold medal as a low amateur, and she did that. She shot a 298. She was tied for 10th as the low amateur.
Wow.
Pretty special. And I can go on and on, but let's get her on here right away. Joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is Martha Stacy Leach from St. Vincent's, Georgia, now in Kentucky. Martha, I'm excited about having you on. Great job last weekend, and I don't know if anybody else from Savannah, but I'm glad you're from Savannah, Georgia.
Well, thank you, Carl and Melissa. I really do appreciate those accolades. I feel better already.
Yeah, Martha, I swear we could write a mini novel, in fact, a whole novel on your accomplishments and everything that you've accomplished in your illustrious career. Let's take it back to the beginning and what got you involved in golf.
Well, being from a large family of 10 children, we were members of the Savannah Golf Club, and it was I started playing golf doing camps, and it was just something, I'm sure it was something so my mom could get us the kids out of the house, and I just kind of fell in love with golf, not being a very coordinated kid. I was not very athletic, and I just took to playing golf. I have siblings who play. I have brothers who played, and then I have one sister, Hollis Stacy, who just kind of paved the way. I always idolized her as a big sister playing golf, and I thought it was cool. But I remember my mom always saying, "You can always play golf by yourself. You don't have to have somebody else there playing with you, as in tennis or in soccer." And I didn't need a team sport since I had a large family. I started playing golf really more seriously when I was 12 years old.
I was going to say, you didn't really need to worry about having a team with
or someone to hang out and play with.
Someone to play with.
We were competing for hot water showers, or we were for a place at the counter to eat our meals, so we were always competitive.
You're probably just like me, because I come from a family of seven, and when you sat down to eat dinner, you ate as fast as you can so you can get seconds. Did that happen in your household, too?
Well, I think we ate in shifts. You know, you think back. I remember it's like the last five children are girls, so we mostly the last five always ate together, and we ate at a counter, a large counter with stools, and I'm sure the older kids ate at a different time, and my parents always ate last. So, but we took shifts to eat.
My question is, you know, growing up in Savannah, Georgia, St. Vincent's, going to Georgia to play golf. Were there golf scholarships for women back then?
Well, yes, there were. when I was at St. Vincent's, there was not a golf team. In fact, I can remember Sister Mary Gilmore trying to get me to play on the boys' golf team at BC, and I think she accomplished I could play, but I didn't want to play because I was a scrawny girl and, you know, didn't hit it very far. But I remember, you know, my goal was to play, to get a scholarship to play on a team that could compete for a national championship. And at that time, it was not NCAA, it was AIAW. So there were scholarships, but there weren't many golf scholarships for girl golfers.
If you had advice for a female golfer now, I mean, you would definitely be somebody that I would look to emulate in terms of hitting the links and trying to get my golf game going. What would you advise to some little girls that are thinking about getting into golf?
Well, for the younger girls, you know, I would say, well, there's right now the availability of good instruction to get it. You're always going to have a parent to help you, but sometimes your parent is not your best, you know, knows all the all the highs and lows of the golf swings. Let's just,
right.
And so I would find a good instructor. But basically, if I could tell any girl who's playing golf, you need to be nice to yourself. Golf is a hard game, and if you can just be nice. We're mean to ourselves when we play golf, but I feel like if you can be nice to yourself and tell yourself that you're doing the best that you can, and that, you know, my parents will still love me if I shoot 100, and golf is not life or death, then, you know, you're way ahead of the ball game. I learned that later. I mean, my parents didn't put pressure on us, but you put that self-imposed pressure on yourself. So good instruction and be nice to yourself. It was pretty much, you know, the good things about starting golf now.
And you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, with my cohort, Melissa Makos, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week, talking to former St. Vincent's athlete, Georgia athlete, now amateur low medalist at the U.S. Senior Open, Women's Open Inaugural Championship, Martha Stacy Leach. So pretty special that you got to play with your sister. Tell us about that experience.
Well, we had decided to, we played three practice rounds together on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which was really good to do, and we had some friends play with us, and then, I mean, she was giving me advice about greens, and my husband, John, is her instructor also, and my instructor, and he was caddying, so he was doing due diligence on watching both of us, so he was helping her, and he was helping me, but most of the, during the practice rounds, we were you know, really working hard on the greens, because the greens there are truly treacherous.
Ooh.
And where they had some of the thin placements during the competition were awful. But, you know, we survived it. But then exactly playing in the tournament with her for the first 2 days, even though we're not playing tee times, you know, we did not have any friendly competition. Everybody said, what are y'all playing for? What if you beat Hollis or... You know, Hollis, what if you beat Martha? Hollis and I did not care about it. Everybody else seemed to care about it. I mean, I'm always pulling for Hollis, and she's always pulling for me. So there's no sibling rivalry there.
Wow.
I was going to say, you know, I had an older sister, and I was, I don't want to say better than her, but it was just... I found more success than her, and I made a little bit more of a name for myself than my older sister. Did that ever have any, you know, create any animosity between you two?
Well, no, there was no animosity, but I can remember playing as a junior golfer, and after Hollis had won won the Open, I can remember at a junior tournament, and I would have people following me around because I was related to Hollis,
yeah.
But I am shooting like 90, and I'm thinking, why are they watching me? So there was never any pressure, never any animosity that Hollis imposed. It was all the other hoopla surrounded that kind of bothered me, because I didn't feel like I deserved any special attention,
because she was my sister.
Well, it's something special that, you know, you guys can get together and play in a tournament together. And as it said in the news release from the USGA, you only had one goal, and that was to be the low amateur medalist in the inaugural U.S. Senior Open. You accomplished that. What was that like?
You know, that was truly, truly my second highlight in my career. First was winning the 2009 USGA mid-amateur in Ocala, Florida. To win a USGA was special, but this one was number two in my golf career. To have my daughter and son-in-law there, my sister and my husband caddying for me, was really awe-inspiring. Just to know that I had that support. But to do in the inaugural was, you know, special. But to reach a goal and, you know, check it off your list is a relief. But it's kind of like you could pat yourself on the back and say, hey, I did it. You know, okay, now we're moving on. But it was really, it was heart-wrenching, too, at the same time. Because when you reach goals and the stress that you have in trying to reach the goal, there is a big relief off your shoulder.
Well, Martha, I followed it. I'm talking to Martha Stacy Lynch.
Leach.
Okay. I know. That's why I got you here. But, I mean, great job, and I enjoyed following it. And as soon as, you know, it was just something special for me. I hope a lot of people in Savannah felt the same way. Melissa, I know you were excited when I told you this was the first inaugural Senior Women's Open.
Yes.
Just something special, and I'm glad you can come on and come home and talk about it. And once again, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, guys. I do appreciate your interest. In an old broad in Kentucky.
An old Savannian in Kentucky.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, Melissa. Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye.
I mean, it's just something special. I mean, here's a person that grew up in Savannah, never made it to the Pro Tour, but she was satisfied with her amateur success. I mean, UGA, SEC Championship. Of course, back then they didn't have NCAA and they didn't have the girls, the woman's part of it, but it's just something special.
You know what kills me is one of her first comments to us was, you know, I've gotten to golf because I wasn't very athletic, and are you kidding me? I mean, it's going to take us 2 hours just to read what she's accomplished. And I think you know, golf gets one of those names where you don't have to be in shape. You can be, you know, have a little beer. No. If you want to be successful in golf, you are most definitely have to be athletic. And I think it was interesting what she said about her sister. You know, you get that family rivalry no matter what you do. I mean, you know, like at the dinner table, and yeah, you know, at the ping pong table, you know, playing whatever. And when it comes to sports, that
did you figure out what tiddlywinks was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, I just know, like with me and my sister, I mean, you know, everything has a funny way of working out when you get a little bit older. And you know, when I got into teaching, my sister was always the teacher, so I had to live up to her expectations. And I think it's neat, like hearing their story. And I just posted it on my ESPN Makos Facebook page when Martha Stacy Leach was inducted into the Hall of Fame for golf. And go check it out and see what an amazing athlete this woman is.
Yep, so just great. This week's Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week goes to Martha Stacy Leach from Savannah, St. Vincent's Academy, now living in Kentucky. Just a great job. And I got to thank Dr. Bart Wetherington for sponsoring this segment. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. If you can.
No.
At the Wetherington.
Never.
Never. At the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better. And Melissa, have a healthier life.
Yes.
So the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays, Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a free football camp with the host of this camp, Athletic Director, Calvary Athletic Director Chad Griffin. Kids and the pros, a free football camp, 2 days at Calvary, 2 days in Pooler. We'll get to the specifics when we come back. You're listening to
The Coach and Mako right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillman. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Mankos on ESPN Radio.
And thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to the Coach and Mankos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving and we got to get this going quick because we're behind schedule here. But something special, free football camps that have instruction. Okay, this is the third year they've come to Savannah. Over the past 16 years, Kids and Pros has crisscrossed the Southeast, traveling the region to teach proper football techniques and life skill training. In 2002, former Atlanta Falcon Buddy Curry founded Kids and Pros with the help of his former Falcons teammate, Bobby Butler. Okay, the Kids and Pros football curriculum challenges experienced players while effectively introduces the new football player to the game. Kids and Pros have trained over 50,000 young athletes to date, and they'll be here in Savannah, Georgia at Calvary Day School on July 23rd and July 24th, Monday and Tuesday, and then they go across town. They go to Pool Recreation Center July 25th and July 26th. And this man has had a lot to do with bringing these people in, coordinating it, and, of course, with a beautiful new field over there at Calvary Day School, he's a big part of it. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. Hey, I didn't blow that all day today. Okay. Is the man himself, Calvary athletic director, soccer coach, you name it. He does it. Groundskeeper. He'll probably even do the custodial work too. Chad Griffin. Chad, always a pleasure having you on.
And great to be here, Carl. Enjoy listening to you guys this morning. That's a great segment you had last with golf. That was just phenomenal. And Melissa's right. You know, she is an athlete, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Go through that resume of it. How can you not say that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Chad, I'll find anything that has to do with anybody from Savannah that's doing some sort of sport. I just love getting the news out there about these people. And I've told you, and I don't care if people don't believe it or not, it's not about me. It's about letting people know about our athletes and what's going on here in Savannah, Georgia. And you've done something special with this group, Kids and Pros, for the last 3 years. Just, you know, with all the controversy going around football, this is something special that you can get free instruction from former NFL football players. And college players.
Yeah, it is. We've been very fortunate with Buddy Curry and Bobby Butler. One, you know, first and foremost, the camp is a character camp as well. They, you know, as much as anything else, you and Melissa know that sports teaches character. And it more than anything else, it is real life lessons. It's instant success, instant failure. And those are the things that sports teaches us. And football is one of those things, you know, perseverance and toughness and things of those nature. But with Bobby and Buddy, you know, joining with USA Football in teaching the proper heads-up techniques to make the game safer. You know, I'm sure you guys, you know, have read or heard the comments from Larry Fedora yesterday. You know, but I think the game is getting safer. But the tackling aspect and heads-up and what they're doing is creating a much better environment. Like you said, it is instruction. Not only do we have the kids out there, it's the coaches being out there with them that is so key, because they're the ones that day to day, when they're teaching these kids, make sure they're teaching them the proper technique to tackle and do it the right way to keep this, you know, keep football going.
And you talk about character. You know, we just spoke to a kid with can epitomize the term character, how sports teaches us character and discipline. Javonte Middleton, already giving back to the community before he even, pretty much just out of diapers, and he's already giving back to
before
the community.
Before he's even in college.
I know. So, I mean, what does this do for us, you know, in terms of, you know, getting recognition for some of these kids that may not get the coaching like this camp offers?
Well, I mean, you got so many former NFL guys and college guys at this camp, and they're able to, at the end of each night, you know, one of them are basically given, like, you know, their story, like, hey, this is what I've gone through or had to persevere through my life. I know each year JoJo Jones is out there. Smallest guy, I think, in NFL history to play a game. I know he played some preseason stuff with San Diego, played in NFL Europe, but JoJo's from Bible Baptist. You know, went to, I think, Lane College in Tennessee, said all time broke Walter Payton's record in D2, and then, you know, got on, you know, with San Diego, playing some preseason games. But JoJo's 5'0", 100-0. He's like, listen, I've been told my whole life I can't do something. And, you know, that motivated me to do it. And so you got these guys out there, all different shapes and sizes, all different levels of experience, pouring in these kids and saying, listen, don't let someone tell you you can't do something. Don't let someone tell you you can't have a dream or ambition or goal in life because you look like this or you're this size or this speed. Because if you want it bad enough, you're willing to persevere, you know, you will get there. And it might not always be the level you want, but the life lessons and, like you said, the character you'll learn about yourself I think that's the biggest thing. Was you, when you get through something and you persevere through something in life, you start building that confidence. You know what? I can do this. It's just like in the classroom when you make a good grade. It's like, oh, you know what? I am smarter than what I think, y'all. I am. If I put in the work, I put in the time, you know, and, you know, like Javonte, man, I tell you, he has got to be one of my favorite kids I've ever been, you know, just to get to know and speak to. He's got all the intangibles, and it's because he's worked hard. It just shows you don't have to be the biggest, fattest, strongest, but if you work hard and you persevere and you truly care about what you're doing and you care about others like he, your success is not measured always in wins and losses. This type of person you are. When you mentioned Javonte Milton, I guarantee you, everybody that speaks his name, it's about who he is as a person, not just as a football player. And that's probably the most important thing you can get out of these camps.
All right, Chad, we're up against the clock here. 2-minute drill, okay? Give us the specifics. People want to come to this camp, and they want to learn about football fundamentals. They want to learn about character. What do they need to do? Do they just show up? Is there something special?
Yeah, registration is already closed online, but we have plenty at walk-up all the time. So Monday and Tuesday at Calvary Day School, free camp. Doesn't cost you a thing. So if you're listening to this, you want to show up on Monday, camp starts at 6. I advise you to get there about 5:30 so we can pre-register you. Then you'll go on the field with the coaches, and they'll start getting at it. If you can't make it Monday or Tuesday, here in Savannah and Midtown, hey, feel free to join us. Hugh Elton up at Poor Rec always does a great job for us. And we'll be up there Wednesday and Thursday, same time. Camp is 6 to 9. We'll have athletic trainers there from Memorial Sports One that'll be there for any needs that you might have from that standpoint. So it'll be taken care of. And don't feel like, hey, if I can't go both nights, I can't come. One night's fine. Like I said, it's a free camp. If you can come to one night and not come to another, then that's fine. We just want you guys out there so we can help Bobby and Buddy and these guys impact lives.
Chad, always a pleasure. I'm sorry we don't have more time to stretch this out, but it's something that people know, and it's a beautiful field now at Calvary Day School. Brand new turf. Get out there, see what it's like. And once again, great job, Chad. Always a pleasure, and I'll be seeing you Monday or Tuesday night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Melissa.
So informative. Always has something that's going on, whether it's not just in Calvary, it's at Pool or Rec. Chad Griffin loves the kids as much as we do, and probably even more with the time he does and doesn't get paid for it.
Well, one of the things that I like about this camp is the first thing that he said was the character. But I also like teaching them that skill set, in terms of how to tackle. That's so important these days. I often talk to parents about, would you let your kid play football? And a lot of them are like, no, I don't want my kid playing football. I don't want them to have a concussion, this, that, and the other. And it's all legitimate. And you'll hear professional football players saying, I wouldn't let my kid play football. But yet here, when you learn the proper technique, then it's okay. And I think that's something that needs to be expanded upon in terms of a universal way of tackling, so these kids can avoid injury and
being
avoid
a some football of these... coach for many years. My philosophy was, you got to see what you can hit. If you're looking down, there's a problem, and it's proper teaching techniques. And I got to go back today when I play football. They want us to put our head through the center of the running back, so I lived the days when it wasn't taught right, and I made sure that it was going to be taught right. All right, we got to get out of here. We got about last segment, so you and Markel can throw a couple of questions at you, some interesting sports questions. You're listening to The Coach and Makos. Coming up next, it's The Coach, Kel and Mel, right here on ESPN Radio.
Savannah Hilton Head.
We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And that's right. We're right back here to Coach and Makos and the Kel, Markel Blunt. And I got to apologize to Markel. I know he's always cut you short because we talk too much. So we usually call this 3 out of door. We're going to try and get 2 out of door. We're going to take two, I guess, crazy topics in the world of sports and discuss it quick. And I came up with this last night for these two. I'm the host. So first we're going to let Markel go. I thought this was great. I saw this article online the other day. The greatest athlete with an animal nickname. Who would you go with?
Well, Carl,
any sport.
I have to go with the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. That's it. That is my first and final on that one.
That's a great one.
I'm a Yankee fan, so I like Mike Mussina, the Moose, or Hideki Matsui, Godzilla. Even though it's
we classified it as a very big
lizard. Yes, as a lizard. So Mike Mussina and Hideki Matsui.
There's so many out there, but people with the real animal names, Larry Bird. Gotta love that one. So,
yeah, Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter. I mean, Bear Bryant, probably one of the greatest football coaches played there. But he's the type of coach that told you put your head through someone's chest. So I don't know if we get him there. So we'll make this quick because we got less than a minute. You believe this?
Yes.
All right, last one. Strangest food at a ballpark that you have seen or ate?
Sushi.
It's not strange.
I think it's strange.
I don't know. I don't really go to the ballpark that much. Goodness.
Hot dog.
Pretzel. That's a strange looking food.
All right, guys. We got to extend this next week. I mean, we only got about 30 seconds. We'll revisit this. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN Radio, we'll have the Braves at 7:10 tonight. Braves tomorrow at 1:35. We'll have the game of the week, the Mets against the Yankees.
Yes.
Cody, great job in the back booth. Cody Queen.
Thanks, Cody.
And remember, Wednesday, I'll be at the Mellow Mushroom for our baseball show. Once again, Melissa, go so by so quick. Whatever you may be doing, may be the best week ever. And always
hit it out of the park.
We'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Carl DeBasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.